This is the Dr. Chris Lib Podcast. Welcome to a special mini-series called Bone Saws Bring It Back, Faculty Edition. The University of Alberta Medical Class of 2013, the Bone Saws, had their 10-year class reunion in November 2023. I invited faculty leaders and block coordinators to share their updates and reflections with their class. These interviews were recorded in November 2023 and are being released now in 2024. Dr. Mel Lewis is a professor of pediatrics, a consultant pediatrician at the Stollery Children's Hospital, and the director of the Edmonton Down Syndrome Clinic that she co-founded. After supporting learners in the Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry at the U of A from 2010 to 2021 as the Associate Dean in the Office of Advocacy and Well-Being, she was appointed as the faculty's first Chief Wellness Officer. She has published on learners and faculty well-being and is committed to supporting a healthier learning and work culture in academic medicine. All right, welcome to another special edition of the Bone Saws Bring It Back Faculty Edition. And today we have Dr. Melanie Lewis. How is it going today, Dr. Lewis?
It's pretty good. And nobody calls me Dr. Lewis, as you know, and it's just Mel.
Fair enough. For the sake of decorum, here we are in the Faculty Edition, but why don't you start us off? Tell us how your career has gone since 2013.
So as many of you know, the law office eventually evolved into the Office of Advocacy and Well-Being with the addition of grad students and faculty along the way. And I hung out there for about almost 11 years, and I left in 2021. And then I went on to be the inaugural Chief Well-Being Officer at the University of Alberta in the Faculty of Medicine and Dentistry. And I was asked to look specifically at the structural and systemic well-being issues for our faculty, learners, and our administrative staff. And you know me, I'm still teaching. I'm working with learners on well-being research in the newly minted Well Lab. And of course, I still have my general and Down syndrome practices to keep me sane. So that's what I've been up to.
Great. And from your vantage point, what would you say is the state of medicine / healthcare?
Okay, I'll try and keep this optimistic. So we are not a well profession, as all of you know. And it's not because we suffer from a resilience deficiency. It's because of all the occupational hazards we need to navigate that are often out of our control. So I'm hopeful that roles like mine, like the Chief Wellness Officer, will start to make a difference. And we're trying to connect nationally across all the medical schools to kind of look at some of the targets we can have to create efficiencies, to look at curricular issues, all of those big structural systemic issues that impact across the entire continuum. So that makes me a little bit hopeful that we're going in the right direction. And I think, you know, I think of all of us who are working clinically, I think we're just struggling under the inefficiencies and the lack of resources and sometimes an antagonistic government. And it's been especially challenging over the last few years. So, you know, I just think we have to support each other and hang in there with each other. And we're a very interesting profession.
Speaking of being together, going all the way back, I think your office really started around the time that our medical class was just beginning. And so just to look back, what would you say was your favorite memory from your time as associate dean?
Well, there's so many, especially with your class. I always giggle that when we were the law office, there was many people who thought there was a bunch of lawyers sitting in our office doing good work. So that always made me giggle. But for your class in particular, I think of some amazing med shows. I think of Max and Nick and other cast members along the way. I think of some crazy awesome winter concerts, Med Formal, which is always fun, Ice Bowl, plagiarism controversy. But mostly I met incredible colleagues that I get to see some of, not all of you, unfortunately. And I don't think you recognize how much you taught me and how much you allowed me to evolve as a person and as a professional. So I'm just super grateful that I got to cross paths with your class.
Right. And, you know, one of the ways when I take on learners now is I always frame our conversation by saying, you are my junior colleague, I'm your senior colleague. So we're going to be in this together. I'm trying to teach you because we're going to work together eventually anyway. So you alluded to that. And so for this next question, you know, whether generally or specifically, what advice do you have for your junior colleagues who are early in their career?
First and foremost, don't give up all of your time and energy to your career. Remember to save that for the good stuff like your friends and your family and those little ones, and especially yourself. And also be kind to yourself. Be vulnerable around your colleagues, especially when you're not doing so well. Reach out for help. And it's okay being good enough. And I wish someone had told me that. I wish somebody had said to me, you know what, Mel? Sometimes you're going to be an amazing pediatrician. Sometimes you're going to be good enough. Sometimes you're going to be like super fun mom. Sometimes you're going to be kind of grouchy mom. Sometimes I'm going to be a good medical educator. Sometimes I'm going to nail that lecture. And sometimes a lot of learners are going to nod off. So I wish someone had told me that, you know, sometimes being good enough is totally okay some days. And what would I tell my younger self? Number one, bad days end. Embrace the good ones. And don't define yourself as a physician. Find some other way better definition, like kick-ass skier, like a super fun mom, like a hiking partner. There are so much better identities than being a physician. And that's not the primary thing I want to be remembered for. I want it to be like near the end of the list, but I want to really focus on some of those other things.
Well, Dr. Lewis, Mel, I really just appreciated how you continue to do the work that you do. And even as my time as a student leader, just the way that you continue to push for things to help students and on behalf of students, just so that the culture can change. And so from afar, you know, anytime I see where things are going, I'm so happy for you. I know that the rest of the class feels that way. And just even the advice you're sharing, I can see, you know, we just need some of that self-soothing. And so I think there's just a lot of wisdom to be had from what you had to share. And I can see that's why you are in this inaugural role. So thank you so much for your ongoing contribution, not only to medical education, but just to our profession and the way that you participate in things. And we just hold you in such high regard. And thank you for your time.
Thanks so much. I just want to say that I miss your class very much. And if I had an inbox of some pictures related to this little podcast, I'd love to see pictures of weddings and babies and adventures and all those things. And just remember, you always have lifetime pediatric and well-being advice. So reach out anytime. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity.